Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Thai Expat Daily Show. I'm your host, Kieran Mack, as always, and delighted you've been able to tune in with us yet again for another show. Now, before we do get into the top trending stories here in the country, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel as always, and hit that notification bell so that YouTube will let you know when the next podcast, show, or whatnot is updated onto the website. Now, if you like listening to us on a podcast player, there's a link down below in the description, and you can hit on that. It'll take you to a website where there's a vast array of podcast players. If you also like listening to a short form version of this, you can check us out on TikTok, and there's also a link down below in the description. Now, if you want to support the show, you can do so by buying us a coffee, link down below in the description as well. And you can also become a channel member, and all the information is also down in the description because that's where everything is kept. But now we're done and dusted with all that. Let's jump into those top stories today. An 8-year-old boy referred to as Nong Nice faces a legal complaint over claims that he is the reincarnated son of the Lord Buddha with magical powers to connect people's minds. The complaint, filed with the Central Investigation Bureau on Monday, targets Nong Nice and 8 others who manage his Mind Connection office and website. High-profile social critics who lodged the complaint are also calling for a reform of the law governing the Sangha Council to curb the distortion of Buddhist teachings. The complaints urge the National Office of Buddhism to investigate the Mind Connection office, accusing its operators of spreading false information. A lawyer involved in the complaint has requested the CIB to probe potential fraud committed by Nong Nice and his associates. He suspects the boy's parents are orchestrating the scheme, claiming Nong Nice possesses miraculous powers linked to the Naga, a mythical serpent in Thai folklore. Additionally, the Ministry of Social Development and Human Security is criticized for inadequate intervention to prevent Nong Nice from continuing these activities. A victim of the scheme reported that after attending a course on Mind Connection, he realized it was a fraud. The complainants highlighted that despite multiple victims coming forward, the police, the NOB, and the Ministry of Social Development and Human Security have failed to take significant action against Nong Nice and his organization. Netiporn Sanasangkam, a 28-year-old political activist known as Bung Talawang, died yesterday morning after being rushed to University Hospital in cardiac arrest, according to the Corrections Department. Netiporn has been on hunger strike since January 27. She was pronounced dead at 11:22 a.m. The Justice Ministry has ordered a committee to investigate her death, and an autopsy will be conducted later this week. A lawyer from Thai Lawyers for Human Rights stated that the family was informed at 6 a.m. that Netiporn had fallen unconscious and her heart had stopped, prompting CPR. He visited her a week ago and noted her 10-kilogram weight loss, headaches, body pain, and swollen legs. Netiporn was incarcerated on January 26 for a contempt of court, with her bail revoked on a lese majeste charge related to a protest. Netiporn's hunger strike was a protest for judicial reform and the release of political prisoners. On February 2nd, she prepared a will bequeathing her possessions to former political activists and other assets to her elder sister. On February 8th, she signed a document refusing medical intervention to prolong her life and donating her body to medical science at University Hospital. In Chonburi province, Thai residents alerted the tourist police after finding an elderly foreigner asking for help near the J intersection on Sukhumvit Road. The man, identified as Mr. Albert, an 81-year-old Israeli national, had been abandoned by a motorcycle taxi driver who had also stolen his mobile phone. Upon investigation, tourist police, officials from the Chonburi Provincial Tourism and Sports Office, and police station officers found Mr. Albert sitting near a roadside shop. Unable to communicate well in English, Mr. Albert used a translation app to convey his situation. The tourist police took him to the Pattaya Tourist Police Office to find a Hebrew-speaking interpreter for further communication. Police Lieutenant Apised, Deputy Inspector of the Tourism, revealed that Mr. Albert had traveled from Pattaya to visit Satyap and hired a motorcycle taxi driver from Pattaya. The driver then took his phone. If the investigation confirms the incident, the police will assist Mr. Albert in filing a complaint at the police station to track down the motorcycle taxi driver and pursue legal action. A Japanese visitor's social media post has gone viral after he claimed a tuk-tuk driver in Bangkok demanded a fare of 6,000 baht for a short trip. The tourist reported that he and three friends took the tuk-tuk from Sukhovetsoy 18 near the BTS station to Selam, a distance of approximately 5 kilometers. The driver initially asked for 1,500 baht per person, totaling 6,000 baht. They eventually paid 2,000 baht for the entire ride. The tourist also mentioned that the driver drove recklessly and threatened them during the fare negotiation. Authorities have yet to comment on the incident. Chiang Mai tourism operators are urging local government intervention to revive the province's iconic Red Cars transport services, as many passengers have switched to the ride-hailing alternatives. An online discussion highlighted concerns about the future of the Red Car services, with Facebook users noting increased competition and sharing experiences of poor service and overcharging by some drivers. Now, Punlop Seju of the Tourism Council of Chiang Mai acknowledged that Red Car services have been significantly disrupted by the convenience and transparent pricing of ride-hailing services. He explained that drivers sometimes need to raise fares if they cannot guarantee new passengers for the return trip, leading to fare hikes or passenger rejections. The Department of Land Transport sets a ceiling price of 30 baht per ride, yet only 100 of the red vehicles are currently active in the city, down from 1,000 registered. Despite these challenges, Punlop emphasized that the Rat Deng remains a vital part of Chiang Mai's tourism appeal, likening its importance to the tuk-tuks in Bangkok. He called for measures to preserve and support this iconic transport service to maintain its role in attracting foreign tourists. Temples and palaces in Bangkok are seeing a surge in foreign visitors, partly due to the rising popularity of dressing in Thai costumes among Asian tourists. The governor of the Tourism Authority of Thailand noted that the trend has evolved, with men now wearing traditional garments designed for women. A recent viral video clip even showed groups of male travelers in female attire visiting landmarks such as Wat Arun. Ms. Tapani emphasized that this trend underscores Thailand's openness, allowing tourists the freedom to dress as they please, which promotes the uniqueness of Thai traditional costumes. This aligns with the government's strategy to leverage soft power for tourism. On average, 25.8 million foreigners visit Bangkok annually, with most exploring the old quarter temples and palaces. In the first quarter of this year, Bangkok generated 216 billion baht in tourism revenue from 14.6 million tourists, with a notable increase in visitors in January and February, despite a slight decline in March. The video clip featuring cross-dressers received positive feedback from Thai netizens, highlighting the country's acceptance and the vibrant cultural scene that attracts tourists. The TAT sees this as a way to further enhance the appeal of Thai traditional costumes in tourism activities. So as we conclude today's episode, I want to invite you to share your thoughts in the comments below. The show isn't just about delivering news, it's about fostering a conversation. Your insights and perspective matter to me. So keep the dialogue alive, like this video, subscribe to our channel and share it with others. Your support means the world to us. I'm Kira Mack. You've been tuning into the Thai Expat Daily Show. Until next time, take care and stay engaged.